I'd like to share with us this morning, in the light of all the things that are happening around us. This past 2 weeks po, we've lost at least dalawang kapatiran po natin. Yung una po, yung asawa po ni Sister Ellie Apelado. Okay, and then this week din po, no, Thursday, we have lost our brother Frank Rigueta. Okay, and nung nakaraang week naman po, no, si Pastor Louis Martin naman po, no, of CCM, okay, the church in Ozamis. And with all these things that are happening, I'm sure na sa lahat po natin po mga pinagdaraanan, no, bilang mga anak ng Panginoon, I hope to be able to just share this message, okay, a pilgrim's delight for heaven, okay, that we might have a renewed understanding of what awaits us in heaven, no, as people of God. Okay, some of us may all have also lost our loved ones, you know, during this pandemic, or loved ones who are in Christ. You know, let us be encouraged as well, knowing that they are in the Lord and they are experiencing the joy of the Lord and the delight of heaven even right now, this very moment. Okay, so let's read Hebrews chapter 12 and then Hebrews 11 and Revelations chapter 21. Basahin ko lang po sa atin. Okay, Hebrews 12, 28. Sabi po doon, therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. Hebrews 11, 10 and 16. Looking for the city which has foundations, whose architect and builder is God. They desire a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He has prepared a city for them. Turn with me to Revelation chapter 21, verse 3, verse 10, 23, and 27. Behold, the tabernacle of God is among men. He will dwell among them, and they shall be His people, and God Himself will be among them. The holy city having the glory of God. Her brilliance was like a very costly stone, as a stone of crystal clear jasper. The city does not need of the sun or of the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and the Lamb is its lamp. Nothing impure will enter it, nor will anyone who does what is shameful or deceitful, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's book of life. Praise God for His word. And indeed, brethren, I'd like to ask you this, are you prepared for heaven? Sa lahat po ng mga nangyayari po sa ating paligid po ngayon, okay, and even as the Lord's coming, we are anticipating that day when the Lord will return, the Lord will come back for us. But whether that time will come through the rapture or the Lord takes us home through death and brings us to be with Him in heaven, we need to continually ask ourselves, are we prepared? How are we preparing ourselves? And this is a question we need to confront ourselves for as long as we live in this life, as long as we have breath in this life. I'd like to address, first of all, those of you who are still unbelievers, who do not yet know the Lord Jesus Christ. This is something you need to be warned about continually. That if you've not yet come to the saving knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, you hope and pray that this message will invite you and allow you to have a mindset, a regard for the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and recognize the hope that we have in Him, so that you might come in repentance of your sins and place your faith in the knowledge and trust of our Lord Jesus Christ alone for salvation. And somehow you might come to the saving knowledge of Him, and that indeed you'll be able to have the assurance that when you die, you will be with Him in heaven. Okay, but if you do not have that kind of relationship, I'm sorry that you do not have this assurance yet in your life. But to us who are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, if you have already trusted in Christ for salvation, I'm just asking, not whether you are saved or not, no, but I'm just asking this important question for us to test ourselves if you are truly in the faith and that you're making preparations for heaven and that you are indeed, you see yourself as a pilgrim in this world. You see yourself as someone who's just passing by and your permanent home really is heaven. Your permanent home really is to be with the Lord and to enjoy Him for the rest of your life. And maybe even from all the different concerns you might have, okay, whether materially, whether physically, preparing all of these things necessary before you die or maybe before the time will come when the Lord take you to be with Him, I hope that you are also making preparations spiritually. You're making more and more, okay, having that thought of heaven, okay, really gives you an understanding of your priorities, understanding of what really is important as far as God is concerned, as far as your life is concerned. Okay, and I hope that all of us, you know, really will be able to answer this sufficiently po, no, sa buhay po natin. Of course, we can never really prepare enough, but at least we are towards the direction po sa buhay po natin. And J.R. Packer says this about Christians. So today, by and large, Christians no longer live for heaven and therefore no longer understand, let alone practice detachment from the world. Does the world around us seek pleasure, profit, and privilege? So do we. Yun po ang nangyayari. We have no readiness or strength to renounce these objectives. Okay, minsan po nakakalungkot. Kapwa Kristiyano, no, parang hindi na po nagkaiba sa mundo with regard to all the things that we pursue in life. Okay, and because of that, no, parang nawawala po yung ating kahandaan sa langit. Sabi po niya, we have recast Christianity into a mold that stresses happiness above holiness. Blessings here above blessedness hereafter. Health and wealth as God's best gifts. And death, sabi po niya, especially earthly death, not as thankworthy deliverance from the miseries of a sinful world, but as a supreme disaster and a constant challenge to faith in God's goodness. Kaya sana po, no, sa ating pagpapatuloy, sa ating pamumuhay bilang mga Christians, this is a wake-up call for us. That we seek, first of all, to be holy. Yes, God still wants us to be happy, but you know your priorities. You know what it is to desire God's gifts more than the worldly health and wealth. And even if death comes to us, hindi po natin pagdududahan ang kabutihan ng Diyos sa atin. We do not look at it as a mere disaster or a challenge to our faith. Brethren, yes, for a time we mourn, for a time we grieve, and we condole and sympathize with those who have lost our loved ones. And yes, indeed, brethren, this is a painful experience for all of us who may have lost our loved ones. We do not minimize that truth, brethren. But the thing is, we need to understand, God loves us still. He gave and has taken away, sabi po ni Job, blessed be the name of the Lord. And when difficulties and even death would come to us, it will not catch us by surprise, but realize that this is just a temporary going away. And one day we will see each other soon, if we are indeed in Christ. If we are indeed in Christ. At bawat isa po sa atin, mga kapatid, no, sa ating pong pamumuhay, bilang mga Kristiyano, our understanding of heaven in the way that we take to heart the message of God for us will prepare us, will indeed give us the opportunity to realize and recognize that there is more that God is preparing for us. There are more things than this life. There are more things that we can find that the Lord wants us to experience later on. na hindi man po natin ma-experience po ang mga bagay na to sa that now, at this point, okay, we know that from a pilgrim's perspective, from someone okay, who's just passing by in this life, who's not really a permanent dweller in this world, we are not of the world as we are in the world, still in the world, but we are not of this world, brethren. Let's make sure that in all our decisions, okay, all of those things will be truly affected, okay, having regarded what we have in heaven. I'd like the perspective of the writer, John Newton. I'm sure you know this, but I hope you look at this again in a fresh perspective with regard to how he wrote it in terms of having a heavenly mindset. Sabi po niya, okay, through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. This grace has taught me, has brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. Okay, and he has that understanding with all the dangers and toils and snares. God will bring him home. Not just home in terms of literal home here on earth, but really home in heaven. And then he said in the next stanza, the Lord has promised good to me. His word my hope secures. He will my shield and portion be as long as life endures. My shield and my portion as long as life endures. Not only in this life, because we have eternal life with the Lord. He is our shield and our portion. And we know that, brethren, having that kind of relationship with the Lord, we know that He is with us and He will continue to lead us and be our portion in this life and in the life to come. And then he said, when this flesh and heart shall fail and mortal life shall cease, I shall possess within the veil a life of joy and peace. When mortal life shall cease, I shall possess within the veil a life of joy and peace in the Lord's presence. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first began. Can you imagine, brethren, the time when we will be glorifying the Lord, worshiping the Lord together in unending praise, unending worship, glorifying Him, saying, worthy, worthy, worthy is the Lamb was slain for us to receive honor and glory and praise forevermore. And that's the kind of perspective, brethren, we need to have in our lives. Okay, and of course, ang ganda po ng song, di ba? Amazing Grace. At hanggang sa dulo po ng buhay natin, kasama po natin ang grasya ng Panginoon. Indeed, brother, love for God and His heaven should characterize saved people. Love for God and for heaven should characterize saved people like you and me. If you are saved and you are a child of God, then the opportunity for you to continually love God and love His heaven should be in your heart. 2 Peter chapter 3, 13 and following. Okay, you might want to open your Bibles there with me. Sabi po ni Peter, but according to His promise, we are looking for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. Therefore, beloved, since you look for these things, be diligent to be found in Him in peace, spotless and blameless, and regard the patience of the Lord as salvation. We are looking for new heavens and a new earth. We are continually looking. We are continually pursuing. We are continually moving forward and fixing our gaze and our attention on our eternal home, brethren, as God's people. And it's natural for us, being dwellers on this earth, to be homesick. Okay, experience po natin yun. Karamihan po sa atin. I've spoken several times in wakes and funerals, and I speak about longing for home. Okay, tayo na nga lang po, no? Pag stranger ka sa isang lugar, parang you cannot wait, no? Until the time when you go back home. Okay, and to be with your family and to be there and have a time to rest, okay, after a long travel, for example, an exhausting one perhaps, Okay, or maybe you have worked from a far place, and then you just long to be home. Okay, you just long to be home, and that's the kind of situation described by this author. And sabi po niya, homesickness, this perpetual experience of missing something, usually misdiagnosed and so wrongly treated. All our lives, we take hold of the wrong thing, go to the wrong place, eat the wrong food. You long for something that will satisfy, in a sense, sabi po niya. And God made us this way, to yearn, to long for something, always to be hungry for something we can't get, to always be missing we can't find, and an untamable restlessness that no discovery can still. Yearning itself is healthy, a kind of compass inside us pointing to true north. Sabi po niya, yearning itself is healthy. All of us, God had placed that in our hearts, had placed eternity in our hearts. Remember Ecclesiastes? He had set eternity in our hearts, brethren, so that we might long for that. Okay, it's too limiting or it's too narrow for a man to just think that his life will just be here and then later on just to die and be eaten by worms and that's it for him, or that his soul will just sleep and just cease from existing and nothing to look forward to at all. Brethren, we have eternal souls. We have a longing for eternity, and God has placed that somehow so that we might yearn for the true things. But the cure, sabi po niya, for our yearning and our restlessness is not to keep getting more. Okay, that's the wrong attitude about a lot of people today. They want to fill that gap, or they want to fill that longing, that void in their hearts, that emptiness within their souls for something or someone in this world, and that will not last. Okay, we want to get more, we want to have more. But sabi po niya, the cure is to yearn for the right thing. God put in me and you a homing device for heaven. We just won't settle for anything less. Especially if you are a child of God. If you are, you know, you are called by God to salvation and you desire something much more than this life, than this world is offering you. Sabi po, no, I can't help but sorry po na marami po akong makukod po sa inyo, because I just can't help but to just show to you even the perspective of others, no, with regard to heaven, how we are to see this even from the perspective of others. Sabi po niya, God does not create a longing or a hope without having a fulfilling reality ready for them. But our longing is our pledge, and blessed are the homesick, for they shall come home. Blessed are the homesick, for they shall come home. At sana po, spiritually speaking, we are all that, brethren. Okay, and hindi po natin sinasabi we invite death. We're not saying we need to be careless in our lives. We're not saying we need to seek to die. Okay, hindi po. All we are saying, brethren, when that time comes, the Lord will just grant us that peace and that assurance. I'm going home. And I'm just so excited for that day. Kaya sana po, masasabi po natin yun sa ating mga sarili. Of course, the process of dying or even yung mismong situation po, no, could make us fearful. Okay? Sino ba hindi natatakot, no, dun sa situation po ng kamamatay mo, sa paanong paraan ka mamamatay. Okay? But after that, brethren, okay, yes, we are given this perspective of the Lord to look forward to with regard to these things. And what do we look forward to, no, as far as God is concerned? Sabi po ni Spurgeon, sabi po niya, to come to thee, God, is to come home from exile, to come to land out of a raging storm, to come to rest after long labor, to come to the goal of my desires and the summit of my wishes. Grabe po yung description po nitong taong po ito. No? Grabe yung description po niya. To come to thee, O God, is to find, to come home from exile, out of a raging storm, rest after a long labor, the goal of my desire, the summit of all my wishes. Praise God po. And what will we look forward to? Okay, we need to understand the Christians are pilgrims, so know that God is able to keep them from falling and at last to present them before His glorious presence with great joy. Alam po natin ito, mga kapatid, Jude 24. Okay, that finally, we will be presented before His presence with great joy. Not because of us, but because of Jesus who had given us that righteousness. Okay? To be prepared for heaven. And indeed, sabi ng Isaiah 35 verse 10, the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Hey, wow! The ransomed of the Lord shall go back home. Their everlasting joy, okay? To everlasting joy. Joy and gladness will be upon them. Sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Now, what are the delights of heaven? First of all, brethren, in heaven, we will receive our great rewards. We will receive our great rewards. In Matthew chapter 25, verse 21, the most quoted passage, you know, with regard to an encouragement to those who serve the Lord, that one day He will tell us, well done, good and faithful servant. Come and enter the joy of your master. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5, we know that we are stewards of God, and hopefully we are all accountable to God, and one day we will receive our reward from Him, okay, even in our service to Him. So even now, no, hindi natin tinitignan lamang, no, yung mga panlabas or mga physical na rewards po natin, but we look forward to that day when the Lord will eternally grant us these rewards. In heaven, brethren, in the Bible, we find these words of assurance. In Revelation chapter 2, the church was reminded by God, they shall have power over the nations, the ungodly of all nations, and shall rule them with a rod of iron, and I will give him the morning star. He'll give us the opportunity to rule with Him. Revelation 21, sabi din po niyan, shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there will be no longer be any death, there will no longer be any mourning or crying or pain. The first things have passed away. And these are assurances for us, brethren, that even when we experience trials and difficulties in this life, we will indeed receive our reward. In the same way, Peter also declared to the believers that we will receive a crown of glory that does not fade away. In Revelation 2:10, a crown of life. And Paul also declared, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith, and now there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord will award to me on that day, and not only to me, sabi po niya, but to all who love His appearing. Not just to me, but to all who love His appearing. And we look forward to that, brethren. Okay, bilang mga lingkod ng Panginoon. Another thing we look forward to is to experience perfect holiness. In Revelation, we shall be clothed in white raiment. Lord Jesus, elders are clothed in white raiment. Multitudes are clothed with white, arrayed in white robes, made white in the blood of the Lamb. Okay, our experiences of the Lord, even right now in our lives, we grieve in our hearts because we know that we fail the Lord. We know that we still sin time and again against the Lord, against His holiness. We do not walk as we should, not have walked as we should as people of God. Okay, and then sometimes, no, na-experience po natin, no, sa sarili po natin, na-frustrate po tayo sa ating pong pagkakasala sa Panginoon. Na-frustrate po tayo, ng dami po mga bagay, madalasan, minsan pa ulit-ulit pa nga po, nagagawa po natin sa mata ng Panginoon. And yet, brethren, That day will come when we will experience perfect holiness. Sabi po ni John MacArthur, in heaven there will be no sin, no suffering, sorrow, or pain. We will never do anything to displease God. There will be no temptation, no persecution, no division, no disunity, nor hate. In heaven there will be no quarrels or disagreements, praise God. There will be no disappointments. And he continues, prayer, fasting, repentance, and confession of sin will cease because there will be nothing to confess and nothing to pray for. There will be no weeping because there will be nothing to make us sad. Of course, only tears of joy perhaps, brethren, because we are truly grateful and because of our joyfulness, we shed tears of joy. Now with sin and its effects erased forever, it will be a life of an unimaginable blessing. It will be a life of unimaginable blessing. If you want to know more about this, read MacArthur's book, The Glory of Heaven. Okay, some of those I've gleaned also in this study. Okay, so you can refer to this book ni John MacArthur po. Revelation 21, 27, sabi po niya, nothing unclean and no one who practices abomination and lying shall ever come into it. Nothing unclean, no one who practices abomination or sin and lying shall ever come into it. Someone who does not know the Lord will not really enter heaven. Only those who have come to acknowledge Christ in their lives. In Revelation 22 as well, the writer of Revelation reminded us of this, the truth concerning what we experience in the Lord one day. Brethren, Revelation 27, 14 and 15. Blessed are those who wash their robes so that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter by the gates into the city. Outside are the dogs and the sorcerers, the immoral persons and the murderers and the idolaters and everyone who loves and practices lying. Another author, sabi po niya, in the kingdom of heaven, those who are saved will find none there who have not been led by the same Spirit. There will not be a man or woman there who has not felt deeply the burden of sin, mourned over it, confessed it, fought with it, and tried to crucify it. You'll not find those people who did not even repent of their sins. In other words, you will not find people who had presumed on their salvation but had not truly acknowledged and repented of those sins and had not acknowledged Christ's work on the cross for them. There will not be a man or woman there who has not fled to Christ by faith, cast the whole weight of their soul upon Him, and rejoice in Him as their Redeemer. There will not be a man or woman there who has not delighted in the Word of God, poured out their soul in prayer at the throne of grace, and striven to live a holy life. That's from J.C. Ryle, his book, Heaven. If you want to know more, again, to encourage you to read these books and these materials with regard to the delight of heaven, with regard to how we can continually prepare and how we can continually have that heavenly mindset and prepare ourselves, brethren. The third delight of heaven is to realize our heavenly inheritance and our treasures that awaits us. Yes, brethren, the earth is a place of the saints' pilgrimage, but heaven is their country where they find their everlasting rests. You can refer to Revelation 21 and you would see the description of heaven there. Okay, pwede nyo lang pong i-glance po doon, Revelation 21, and you would find that the heavenly Jerusalem coming out of heaven, the brilliance was like a very costly stone and a clear, crystal clear jasper. And there will be gates, sabi po niya. And the city had 12 foundation stones. And they, the one who spoke with me, a gold measuring rod and a measure of the city and all there is to be found in it. The material of the wall was jasper, and the city was pure gold. Verse 18. Verse 19, the foundation stones were adorned with precious stones. Okay, just things unimaginable, brethren. Na hindi man po natin siguro masisilayan po yung mga bagay niyan dito sa buhay po na ito. Okay, kahit pumunta ka sa Pasanlaan o pumunta ka sa pawn shop or whatever or all these places, okay, you cannot find that much gold. You cannot find that much precious stones. Okay, but one day, brethren, these eternal treasures, of course, will be for our enjoyment. Okay, not only that, brethren, what we have in the Lord are really for our enjoyment. Okay, as people of God, in Psalm 36, 7 to 9, how precious is your loving kindness, O God! And the children of men take refuge in you. They drink their fill from the abundance of your household and drink their fill or from the fountain of your delights. From you is the fountain of life, and in you we see light. That's in Psalm 36. Lord, the abundance of your house. It's not just about, brethren, material things, but spiritual things that we experience with the Lord. In other words, heaven is a paradise of pure pleasure and delight. It is a paradise of pure pleasure and delight. You can see Revelation 22 again, 1 and 2. Okay? It showed me a river of water was like the clear crystal and coming from the throne of God, that is the end of the Lamb in the middle of the city. And on one side, the river, the tree of life, bearing 12 kinds of fruit, yielding the fruit of every kind every month, and the leaves of the tree were for healing of the nations. There will be no longer any curse. And the throne of God, none of the Lamb will be in it. Hey, verse 3, sorry. Sobrang ko po. But here we find, okay, how much more encouragement, but how much more do we want to pursue sa buhay po natin, kung yung mga bagay po na ito na inilaan po sa atin ng Panginoon pagdating po ng araw. We will take delight in these things, even food. Okay? Why is the need for food? Okay, hindi naman na tayo kailangan magkasakit, hindi ko alam kung magdudumi pa ba tayo doon or what, no? Baka hindi na po kailangan. No? Because pure pleasure and pure delight na po yung ating pong pagkain. Okay, isipin mo po, no, yung situation po na yun. We will be enjoying the riches of food and all of these things that the Lord has prepared for His children. Our immortal bodies, no, our resurrected bodies. Okay, we'll just be taking in these things for pleasure and pure delight. Okay, and what a wonderful experience that is, no, for us. As God's children, we will have a treasure not liable to corruption by moths or rusts, or treasure which none can steal from us. Matthew 6, verse 20. And that's why we are reminded to lay up treasures in heaven. He is no fool, sabi po ni Jim Elliot, who gives what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose. And precisely that's what he was looking forward to. Kahit naman hindi man po niya na-accomplish yung kanya pong mission because he was killed by the Oka Indians. He did not even realize how some of them came to know the Lord Jesus Christ. And yet he was willing to give up everything to gain that which he cannot lose. Having God, having all those things in heaven. Revelation 21 verse 7, sinasabi pa rin po niya sa atin po dito. Okay, he who overcomes will inherit these things. And I will be his God, and he will be my son. He will inherit all these things. Brethren, if you are a child of God, you will have that opportunity to inherit all those things. And that's why rather than just focusing your attention on this world, on this earth, and why not see what you have with the Lord in heaven one day? The fourth delight in heaven, brethren, is to have a joyful, uninterrupted fellowship with all God's people. Of course, not to mention our time with the Lord will be a time of worshiping the Lord and glorifying Him and praising Him as His own people from every tribe, nation, and tongue. 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 19, Paul declared to the people of the Thessalonica, sabi po niya, "For who is our hope or joy or crown of our exaltation? Isn't it you, my dear brethren, in the presence of the Lord at His coming? Isn't it you who is our joy that when we come together and realize how the Lord saved each and every one of you, how through the gospel message you came to know the Lord and you're rejoicing with God in heaven and we will together rejoice with God. What a glorious celebration that's going to be when we will meet together with the Lord's people in heaven." And yes, brethren, those who have gone before us, kung mga Kristiyano na po, yung mga kapatiran natin na una po sa atin, kaya talaga pong makikita po natin, most of us, mga mahal po natin sa buhay, and they're there with the Lord, and we will be with them, we will be reunited with them. Revelation 7, a multitude of people from every tribe and tongue and people and nation will be gathered before the Lamb to declare the praises of Him. Brethren, truly, heaven, sabi pa rin po ni John MacArthur, is a perfect place for people made perfect. Perfection is the goal of God's sanctifying work in us. He is conforming us to the image of His Son, and He is making us fit to dwell in His presence forever. Wow, brethren, what a joy that will be for us. So that all will be brought under one head, the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall all join the praises of God and of the Lamb, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb who was slain for us." And lastly, brethren, we will behold the glory of Christ. We will behold Christ and His glory. Kaya nga po sa Revelation 21, the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. He will be there with us. We will no longer need even the sun because He will be our light. We will not need any more shelter because He shelters us. And we will see Him face to face. What a glorious day that will be for all of us, dear people of God. And to the throne of God, sabi po na Revelation 22, "And of the Lamb shall be in it, and His servant shall serve Him, and they shall see His face." They shall see His face. And we look forward to that day. Ngayon po, no, all we know of the Lord is by faith and by faith alone. But that day will come when we will see Him face to face. David wrote, okay, the Old Testament pa lamang po yan, no? "As for me, I will behold Thy face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied, and when I awake with Thy likeness." Psalm 27, the Lord says to me, "Seek my face." Ano sabi po niya? "Your face, O Lord, shall I seek. One thing I've asked of the Lord, and this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord and gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and inquire in His temple." Okay, the delight of these men, of David, as he sees the face of God. Old Testament pa lamang po yan, a psalmist, just declaring that. Would it be in terms of the felt and manifest presence of the Lord through His temple, through His tabernacle, or through His the Ark of the Covenant, or truly in heavens, in the throne of God in heaven? God's throne, God's river, God's tree, God's service, God's face, God's seal, God's reign. It is life totally centered on God. Sabi po ng isang author, that is the greatest and most glorious prospect imaginable. For there is no reality comparable to the triune God, the ever-blessed Father. There is no other reality comparable to the triune God Himself. We were made by God and made for Him. And in knowing Him to ever deepening degree lies the realization of our dreams and desires. Heaven will introduce us upon that timeless journey of knowing God, of fellowshipping with God, of continually enjoying God, the return of the Lord and the dawning of heaven is where that journey will begin. And thank God it has begun right now because of our relationship with the Lord. We have eternal life and He is our eternal life. And when that day comes, it's just as if we're just beginning. Oh, praise God, brethren. How do we prepare then for heaven? Four things. For how do we prepare? First of all, keep thinking about and desiring heaven. The only way to prepare us is to have that kind of mindset. Set your minds on things above, where God is. We know that He is in heaven, and He is preparing that place for us as we are going to be with Him. As pilgrims in this world, we look to that heavenly city whose foundation cannot be destroyed. And thank God for giving us that mindset, brethren. We need to have that kind of heart. We need to kind that kind of mindset and perspective. C.S. Lewis says this as a form of warning, because some people might have thought, well, okay, sabi po nila, we are afraid that heaven is a bribe, and that if we make it our goal, we shall no longer be disinterested. Okay, some people, of course, when you tell them, do you want to go to heaven? Of course. But when you ask them, do you want to repent? Do you want to follow Christ? Do you want to truly acknowledge Him and follow Him for the rest of your life? Some people would say no. They just want heaven for the sake of heaven and not for the sake of God. And this is what He was trying to warn us about. Or maybe we might bribe people. But sabi po niya, it is not so. Heaven offers nothing that a mercenary soul can desire. Hey, please understand this. These terrorists, they're being promised, you know, when you give yourself for the cause of Allah, and then you will die, and then one day you will go to heaven, and you will be married to 70 virgins, and you will have all this wealth and all of these pleasures. What a lie being promoted, only to be surprised later on they ended up in hell and be destroyed for all eternity. There's nothing of that for a mercenary. There's nothing of that for someone who has a wrong motive, that he only likes heaven because he only likes fire insurance. No, brethren, we want heaven because of God. It is safe to tell then the pure in heart, the children of God, that they shall see God, for only the pure in heart want to. Only the pure in heart would want that. Yung mga ayaw, okay, kahit sabihin nila gusto nila ng langit, hindi sila pupunta doon dahil hindi nila kinilala si Jesus sa kanilang buhay. Second, brethren, be steadfast then in your service to God while we have the opportunity, while we have the time. 1 Corinthians 15:58 concerning our resurrection, the background of our resurrection, brethren. When our earthly bodies will be transformed, Paul reminded the Corinthians, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Yes, brethren, we have this opportunity while we have the time, while we have the opportunity. Everything we have is a stewardship from the Lord. We will one day be accountable to God for the way that we have lived our lives. And God will indeed judge us, not because of our giftings, not because of what we might have accomplished in our roles, but because of our faithfulness to Him. That will be the basis of that, brethren. But let us continue to serve the Lord in faithfulness. Because one day indeed, one day, we will see heaven, we will see Him. And thirdly, know that our present trials and sufferings will end. 2 Corinthians 4, we know that, brethren, for what we experience in this life, okay, let us not be weary, okay, because we know that the trials of this life are but momentary, sabi po niya. Our momentary afflictions are not worthy to be compared to the eternal weight of glory that awaits us in the presence of God. our trials will one day end. Fourth, brethren, pray and share the gospel to the lost, being mindful of their eternal well-being. We have a lot of verses in the scriptures that tell us to share him to others. Jude, for example, reminds us to snatch people from the fire while there's still a time for us to do that, and lead them to Christ as soon as we can, and pray continually for our loved ones who do not yet know the Lord. And hopefully, bago pa man po umabot yung time na kanilang kamatayan, ay makilala po nila ang Panginoon sa kanilang buhay. And I want to end with this quotation from the Valley of Vision collection from the Puritan prayers. Sabi po ng prayer po nila, "Give me to know that heaven is all love, where the eye affects the heart, and the continual viewing of thy beauty keeps the soul in continual transports of delight." Oh, brethren, you want to be delighted? Keep your minds set on heaven, your heart truly, continually being affected by the joy of heaven. And he continued, "Give me to know that heaven is all peace, where error, pride, rebellion, passion raise no head." And lastly, sabi po niya, "Give me to know that heaven is all joy, the end of believing, fasting, praying and mourning, humbling, watching, fearing, repining, and lead me to it soon." And lead me to it soon. Of course, that prayer, not so that he might seek to die, okay? But Lord, if you lead me, if it is your will, then I'll be glad, Lord, to accept it. To live is Christ, to die is gain. Remember Paul? And I hope, brethren, that all of us will have a continuing delight for heaven, which is our eternal home. Let us pray. Oh, great God, thank you for who you are. Thank you for continually upholding us, unworthy as we are, Lord. We entrust to you our beloved brethren who may have lost their loved ones, especially those who have recently experienced this loss. Lord, we grieve with them and for them, and we do, Lord, acknowledge their pain and the difficulty that they are in, especially those who have lost loved ones through the COVID, Lord, that some of them, Lord, may not have even seen them, their loved ones, Lord God, physically, or even, Lord God, di na po nila nasilayan, no? ang mukha na kanilang mga mahal sa buhay, Panginoon, dahil kinailangan po silang makremate, Panginoon, kaagad-agad. But Lord, Father, we pray for your continuing comfort upon them, and encourage them, Lord God, to know that, Lord, there's something wonderful that awaits all of us as your children. And we have heard this message right now, Lord. Continually fill us with a delight for heaven. Fill us, Lord, with a desire, Lord God, to yearn for our heavenly home, knowing that you are there, and it is you whom we seek most of all. And with all the things that awaits us, Lord, thank you. Thank you for all these things. Thank you that meanwhile, Lord, as we await for that day, truly, O God, you will prepare us. You will continually guide us and enable us, Father, to fulfill your calling and your mandate for us. Salamat po, Panginoon, sa biyaya mo po sa bawat isa po sa amin, sa lahat ng nakinig po sa mensahe pong ito. Dalangin po namin na patuloy na paggabay po ninyo at grasya po ninyo sa amin, sa aming paglakad, sa araw-araw, Panginoon. Sa pagharap po namin, Lord, sa mga challenges na ito sa aming buhay, Lord, we do not know how and when this pandemic will end, O Lord. But Father, we continually entrust our lives to you, Father. We honor you and we praise you, O God. Thank you also, Lord, that we can continue to devote our time and our lives here on earth for the things that truly matter for you, Lord, and for eternity. May we, Lord, be accountable to you. May we, Lord God, continue to pursue faithfulness and grant us the strength and the wisdom we need, Lord, to do that. Guide us, Lord, in our service to you. Guide us, Lord, in our walk with you. Even, Father, in our service in this church. Thank you even for the privilege of giving back what is yours through our tithes and offerings. Thank you, Lord, for providing for all our needs. Thank you, Lord, for just enabling us as a church to be able to help our brethren, Lord God, through our benevolent fund. Thank you, O Lord, that you continue to fulfill, Lord God, all your good purposes through us and in us, O Lord. Salamat po, Panginoon. We trust all our brethren who are truly in need, Lord. You meet them, Lord God, in those needs, Father. Thank you, Lord God, and even providing, Lord, wherever it is, Lord, it is needed, Lord God, for the work of your church, Lord. Thank you, Father. Glorify your name. And we pray all of these now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Good morning po, and God bless you all. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for your listening. God bless.